The early morning hours in State Representative Jonathan Kreis Tompkins' office on the fourth floor of the Alaska Capitol are actually pretty calm. Coffee is dripping into a pot near the door, and classical music plays softly from a speaker as staffers Nancy Barnes, Tully McLaughlin, and Holly Smith pore over calendars and answer emails. The calm does not last long.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Kreis Tompkins arrives wearing most of his suit. The jacket and tie are waiting for him in his office. There's a strap around his right ankle to keep his pants free from the chain on the bicycle he rides to work every morning. Today, the 24-year-old freshman Democrat gets to the Capitol at 7:55 a.m. with two meetings already under his belt, one at 6 a.m., the other at 7:30. Next on the schedule is a committee meeting.
So it starts in 2 minutes.
Kreis Tompkins puts on his tie and jacket and dashes down the hall to the staircase.
Are days usually this frenetic?
Yeah. I started to... there's not enough time in the building. During the business day, so I've taken to scheduling 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. morning meetings.
He ducks into the State Affairs Committee. Today, it's a presentation on the healthcare system for state employees. The rest of the day includes a Fisheries Committee meeting on derelict vessels, a minority caucus meeting, a flash mob protesting violence against women, a Transportation Committee meeting, and then visits with an official from BP and local elected leaders from Anaktuvuk Pass, Haines, Pelican, and Sitka, all of whom are in the building today to lobby their lawmakers, and about 8 hours later...
Okay. Is there right now if I... Okay, I'll just be like... 3 minutes?
No problem. Okay.
After running down to the legislator's lounge for his first food of the day and then running back up to his office...
It was a very long 3 minutes.
What do you have?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
He finally has time to sit down and talk. I ask him how holding this office compares with what he expected when he was running for office.
If I close my eyes... When I was a candidate, I couldn't picture that I'd be waking up at 5:45 to get down to the 6 a.m. meeting to get to this, get it to that, and, you know, going to the lounge to scrounge some leftovers before. You know, like, none of that would have been in my mind. I never could have pictured that, unless I'd worked here as a staffer or something, which I never did.
But what's the bigger challenge to the way you're doing your job? Being a freshman or being in the minority?
Freshman.
Why?
Everything's a learning curve, and the biggest divide in this building, from what I've seen, is not party affiliation, it's geography. It's coastal versus rail belt. Juneau is not Washington, D.C. The biggest surprise I've had since coming here, and I very consciously tried not to have expectations before coming here, is how collegial this place is, and it's surprisingly bipartisan. They're very meaningful working relationships.
During the campaign, one of the primary arguments not to vote for you was that Southeast would be giving up a lot of power if you were elected. Do you feel that's happened? I mean, how's that shaken out?
Yeah. Southeast in coastal Alaska, and you know what? I think we think in terms of Southeast Alaska, but really our compatriots from Kodiak and Bristol Bay and the YK Delta are just as important to our cause as we are to theirs. Lost a tremendous amount of power. And I would argue, and I think almost everybody in this building would agree, that the biggest power shift was not the defeat of Bill Thomas, who I ran against, but the loss of the Senate coalition.
The Senate's bipartisan coalition was disbanded after Republicans won more seats in November. Kreis Tompkins says that the bipartisan coalition was also the legislature's coastal caucus. The three most powerful senators in the last session came from coastal communities, Kodiak, Sitka, and Bethel. In this session, he worries that those coastal voices are diminished. And although as a freshman in the minority, he does not have a lot of power in the halls of the Capitol, Kreis Tompkins says for now, he's just focusing on doing his job well.
You know, assuming you do want re-election, what do you hope you can tell people in 2014 at the end of your first term? And how are you going to get there?
I'm running for re-election. I believe good government is good politics. And so performing in this job to the fullest extent of my ability and working absolutely as hard and as smart and as effective as I can, I think is the best way ultimately in which I can make a bid to have my job for 2 more years, another 2 year lease.
This job seems very personal to you.
Deeply personal. You're representing people, people's lives. The legislation we pass affects people's lives. I can't imagine, you know, more heady stuff day to day to consider.
Our interview ended around 6 p.m., after which Christ Tompkins went to a budget hearing before boarding a ferry for an overnight sailing to Cake. After that, it was back to Juneau for the start of another week running through the halls of the Capitol, sometimes literally. Reporting from Juneau, I'm Ed Ronco.